Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Watching your wallet.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Have you been spending or saving this summer? Hitting the mall or staying home to save gas? If you won't tell, some numbers due out later this morning probably will. The Commerce Department will share its take on consumer spending in July, and retailers will give us some sales numbers for this month. The news from the shops is expected to be mixed at best. Nancy Marshall-Ginzer reports.
A year ago, consumer spending was supported by the booming real estate market. But the market has started to die down just in time for the all-important holiday shopping season, when many retailers make more than half their profits. Retail strategist Wendy Liebman says high gas prices are also fueling headaches. She says it's almost as if consumers have a gas price ticker in their heads.
Tick, 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 $3.50 for a gallon of gas. Even if tomorrow I see a fabulous pair of shoes that I want to buy for me or my kids, the day after I'm back at the gas tank and it reminds me all over again that I have less money to spend.
Other retail analysts say consumers are irrational and will find a way to keep spending. But new figures out this week showed consumer confidence falling to the lowest level since Hurricane Katrina. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
California is going green, or at least greener. The state legislature has hammered out a landmark deal with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. California would be the first state to cap greenhouse gas emissions. Carbon emissions in the year 2020 would match those from the year 1990. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
The Global Warming Solutions Act has been described by the Sierra Club Californian's Bill McGovern as
the most important global warming law ever passed in the United States.
The challenge of cutting emissions, McGovern says, could spur innovation in
new clean technologies that could be developed in California and then exported to the rest of the world.
But Vincent Salido with the California Chamber of Commerce predicts the emissions cap will hurt the economy.
Raising energy costs to consumers and businesses, which in turn will raise consumer costs, consumer pricing, and frankly chase jobs and businesses out of California.
He says California can't solve a global problem all alone. But considering that the state is the 12th largest carbon emitter in the world, proponents argue that it's only fitting that California should set an example for the rest of the country. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Yesterday, we reported the Taiwanese company that makes iPods for Apple Computer had sued two journalists for defamation. They'd written newspaper reports about poor working conditions and excessive hours at a factory in China. The damages in the suit were $3.8 million. The company, Foxconn, has had a change of heart but still wants to make its point. It's reduced the damages it's seeking to 13 cents. You get the sense Wall Street had a foot out the door for Labor Day already. 13 was the lucky number yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow was up 13 points to 11,383. The NASDAQ was up 13.5 points to 2185. The S&P held steady at 1304. Today in Tokyo, the Nikkei added 268 points, almost 2%. And this is Marketplace. Southwest Airlines has flown free of labor troubles that have plagued other carriers, but negotiations with its pilots will be taking off soon. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli has more.
Southwest has hedging contracts that give it a big fuel cost advantage over competitors, but those are ending. Their pilots are the industry's best paid. Analyst Bryson Monteleone says there's a reason for that.
Very few pilots do what Southwest pilots do. The flexibility that Southwest has with their pilots is really unmatched within the industry.
Analyst Michael Boyd says there may be non-salary trade-offs both sides can make. Boyd says any concessions may be easier because the two sides historically work well together.
When you sit down at the bargaining table, there isn't a whole lot of other agendas other than let's just work this out.
Both sides appear anxious for a smooth landing. The pilots are already saying higher pay is not a big objective. Southwest, for its part, is lauding the atmosphere as talks begin. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
And this is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship,
on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Brian Watt. The New Orleans Tribune is the Crescent City's African-American newspaper. Right before Katrina blew into New Orleans, publisher Beverly McKenna fled with three changes of clothes. She wound up in Nashville for about a month, even got offered a job at Fisk University. But in late October, she decided she needed to go home. She found her house intact. Her offices right nearby were okay, too. But the people who got the Tribune to press were still gone.
My editor ended up in Houston. My general manager went from Baton Rouge. She's now in Houston. My advertising manager ended up in Shreveport. My secretary was in a small town in Texas.
Much of her staff is still scattered today, but reporters and editors found a way to come in and work for a few days at a time, often sleeping on beds she set up in her office. They put out the first edition since the hurricane in February. McKenna is also the publisher of a directory of African-American businesses in New Orleans called the Black Book. The last edition was due at the press on August 29, 2005. It never got printed.
I was in my office several weeks ago and just looking at the dummy pages for the Black Book, and very sadly and thoughtfully went through and just took my red pen and crossed out the names of the businesses that are no longer here. It's just been sad for a whole city. A story that it's not very often told is what has happened to the African-American middle class. This particular group of people was dealt a lethal blow, Brian. The doctors are gone, lawyers are gone, our school teachers are gone. They're buying houses, taking jobs in other parts of the country. Apartments that were renting for $700 a month pre-Katrina are now commanding $1,100 a month. So you say, even if people want to come back, where do they live?
Even those with homes waiting for them face obstacles to coming back. Making their homes livable again can cost tens of thousands of dollars, and some of the money they had expected from insurance companies may never come.
They aren't releasing insurance money, or they're making people jump through so many hoops. The money from the federal government, the Louisiana Road Home Project, which is to give $150,000 per homeowner, minus any money you receive from FEMA or from insurance. No money has been released. So I think people in other parts of the country think we're dancing, we're partying. You know, everything is A-OK. It really isn't. We face a lot.
Beverly McKenna is the publisher of the New Orleans Tribune. Here in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Being a school bus driver has got to be a tough job.